From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Roadblocks continue as negotiators work to hammer out a deal on Iran's nuclear program. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Friday with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Vienna to discuss key disputes that prevented nuclear negotiators from meeting a June 30th deadline for an agreement. Kerry said that he and Zarif's teams have been working very hard and very diligently in order to maximize progress.
So we have a lot of work to do. There's some tough issues, but there's a genuine effort by everybody to be serious about this and to understand time constraints that we're working under.
Negotiators from Iran and six world powers have given themselves until Tuesday to come up with a comprehensive deal to lift international sanctions in exchange for Tehran scaling back its nuclear program. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is urging voters to vote no in Sunday's referendum on whether the country should accept European bailout terms. Speaking to a rally of 25,000 people in Athens, Mr. Tsipras said Friday a no vote would give Greece a chance to live in dignity in Europe. A rival rally of 20,000 people who want a yes vote was held less than a kilometer away outside the Panathenaic Stadium. Jean-Claude Juncker is the European Commission head. He says a no vote could be bad news for Greece.
Even in the case of a yes vote, we'll have to face difficult negotiations. In the case of a no vote, the Greek position will be dramatically weak.
European leaders have warned that a no vote in the referendum would amount to Greece becoming the first country to leave the 19-nation eurozone during the common currency's 16-year history. This is VOA News. Witnesses say Boko Haram militants executed 11 members who were accused of deserting the Islamist extremist group on Friday. Residents of a town in Nigeria's Borno state say that Boko Haram fighters entered their town before dawn and went house to house looking for the alleged defectors. One resident said 11 people were found slaughtered at the Eid praying ground outside of town. He said the 11, were recent arrivals whom residents suspected were possible Boko Haram members. Also Friday, heavy gunfire was heard on the edges of the Borno state capital, Maiduguri. Witnesses say that Boko Haram fighters attacked a town just outside the capital late Friday, battling with Nigerian troops. Law enforcement officials across the United States are boosting security for Independence Day events after security agencies warned about potential terrorist threats timed to the July 4th holiday. The Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Bureau of Investigation issued an alert earlier this week calling for local authorities and the public to remain vigilant for possible threats. That followed recent calls for violence by the Islamic State group during Ramadan. Thousands of people are expected to gather on the National Mall in Washington for the Capitol 4th celebration. Kathy Lanier is Washington's chief of police.
We take every event here in Washington very serious, and our posture remains extremely high for all special events, and it will continue for the 4th.
Terror attacks last week in Tunisia, Kuwait, and France, in which dozens of civilians were killed, prompted U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson to issue a statement calling for increased vigilance over the July 4th holiday. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attacks in Tunisia and Kuwait. A solar-powered Swiss airplane touched down in Hawaii Friday, completing a record-breaking flight across the Pacific Ocean, the riskiest leg of its 35,000-kilometer trip around the world. Solar Impulse 2 pilot Andre Borschberg's 120-hour voyage beat the previous longest solo piloting record that was held by American adventurer Steve Fawcett. Swiss adventurer Bertrand Piccard will fly the next leg from Hawaii to Phoenix, Arizona.
A project like this one shows that renewable energies and clean technology and energy efficiency can be reliable, can be exciting, and can be profitable.
From Phoenix, Solar Impulse 2 is scheduled to fly to New York before crossing the Atlantic Ocean to its final destination, Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. In its circumnavigation of the world, the plane will not have used a single drop of fuel. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.